Well, good afternoon. We have such a special guest joining us today. He's had 7 albums. He's been nominated for a number of Juno Awards. He is a CCMA Award winner, and he's also had a number one single on the Canadian country charts. It's Aaron Perchette. How you doing, man?
I'm doing amazing. How you doing?
I am doing excellent. You have to settle a debate for me.
Sure.
Because I have been in radio for 10 years now. How do I say your last name correctly?
You said it exactly.
Perchette is the way to go. Yeah. Okay, I've heard Perchette, and I've heard a couple of other versions, so I have it from the horse's mouth that it is Perchette. Yeah.
Growing up, I had many variations from friends, and some of them I can't say over the air.
So, okay, lockdown was crazy for literally everybody. Have you been in British Columbia for the whole time with the lockdown?
Not entirely, no. Last fall, we came out to Alberta and Saskatchewan, did a couple of drive-ins. Shows, and I wouldn't say the weather was on our side, but it was great to be able to play again with the band on a stage. But I've basically had to stay in British Columbia for the majority of the time. Luckily, I live on an island that takes about eight and a half hours to drive from one end to the other if I want to, and there's lots to do, so that was good. And I bought a house, and I'm renovating the house and working on music as well, and got a new tune coming out actually in about a week and a half that I'm really excited about. And just kept myself busy. But I mean, if you're going to be stuck anywhere, nothing against Saskatchewan. I love Saskatchewan, especially Saskatoon. But if you're going to be stuck anywhere, British Columbia is not a horrible place to be stuck.
No, I guess not. Especially on your own private island, 8 hours away from anything, eh? So, okay, well, let's talk about your number one single, of course, Better When I Do. That was huge on Canadian country radio. It got all the way up to number one. And your first number one, I mean, you've been in music for a long time.
Long time.
But to finally have it hit number one, what was that feeling for you?
It was pretty crazy, to be honest. I didn't expect it to do anything great like that. I was hoping for a top 10 single, because before that I had Dirt Road In 'Em, Worth a Shot, When a Ballman's Boy Meets a Daddy's Girl, and I was like, well, it'd be nice to keep that string going. Getting older, you know, you're gonna be up against these younger artists that are so good. And then it went to number one. I was just absolutely blown away. I didn't expect that, especially at that later point in my career, and I'm still hoping for more, but at the same time, I'm just thankful. Honestly, I'm just so thankful that I'm able to say that. And it's not like I'm making millions off it. It's just something that I wanted to achieve in my career.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think the thing, too, is that especially since the lockdown and everything, things like making music just becomes so much more humbling, I guess you could say, because we haven't been able to do it for so long.
No, what I was trying to do is still keep my sense of normal when it came to the music industry during COVID. Especially during when we had lockdowns and we were supposed to be quarantining. And at one point, a friend of mine did contract COVID, and we were around him a couple of days. My girlfriend and I were around him a couple of days before. So we literally had to do the 3-week quarantining where we didn't leave my condo. And I was like, what am I going to do? I got to figure out how to still keep myself mentally in shape for my music career. And, you know, obviously, Instagram helps for one thing, but being able to sit down and play guitar and just belt out some music. And that was the thing that kind of kept me sane during that whole time. Nothing against my girlfriend. She was awesome. She was a lot of fun to hang around with for 3 weeks, you know, without ever leaving the place. But on a business side of it, I had to keep myself mentally sharp. So by doing that, I was sitting down playing guitar and just hammering out some songs and trying to write and trying to, you know, keep in touch with friends on Zoom and writing with them. So that actually did work. But getting back to it now, I'm a little out of shape. I know this is only my second visit into a live studio, and the other one was just next door a few minutes ago. So I trying to keep myself mentally in shape with that as well. And then physically on stage tonight, for example, doing a show to live people, and remembering all the lyrics and making sure that I'm not just blowing my voice on the first song, which could potentially happen.
yeah, you got to pace yourself for sure. Yeah. So we talk about keeping yourself, sort of going and keeping your mind sharp. Is that how the new single came to be?
Yeah, I think I just wanted to keep going on my career. I mean, like I said, I'm getting older, but at the same time, trying to stay relevant, but without looking like that guy that's like, oh, now he's trying too hard. You know, he doesn't realize he's getting older, does he? But when it came to choosing songs, I really wanted to keep releasing music. And by doing that, you got to choose the right songs that you think represents you. And I thought, well, this song, it's called Not Enough You. And it's a really heavy guitar-driven song, which is what I do. I mean, if you come to any of my live shows, it's not like you're there just watching a country guy in a cowboy hat stand around singing. And some guys get away with that, and they get, you know, they have a huge show from it. But for me, I like running around the stage, and I try to what I always consider is put on a rock show. You're coming to see a country rock show, and it's in your face, and starts off with a bang and ends with a, you know, bigger bang. And that's what I need my songs on radio to represent as well, without going too crazy and not being like, oh, I can't play that, it's a little too heavy. But this song, Not Enough You, is definitely one of those tunes that represents me perfectly, represents my live show perfectly. And I think it's a song that I hope does really well on radio. But I think my crowd of people that listen to my music and are fans of my music for a long time are going to love.
Yeah, well, I pulled it up, so we'll be playing it on country radio just a few moments' time here.
Excellent.
Well, let's talk about the show tonight. Of course, sure. You're doing the Kicking Horse Saloon. It'll be at 10:30 this evening. Are you excited for that? Is it great to be around the band again? What are we looking forward to tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I'm around my band a fair amount anyways, but when we go on the road, it's a completely different life. And to say that I'm excited is kind of an understatement. Like, I'm just over the moon. And I got in yesterday and hanging out with my buddy Todd and his fiance. And they could tell that, you know, and even right now I'm speaking at 1,000 words a minute. Feels like, because I'm so excited to step on that stage and play to a live crowd. And first time in Saskatoon in quite a while. So, the Kicking Horse is just going to be, it's going to be electric tonight. I can tell. And we're going to try and push that into the crowd as much as possible. And I have a feeling that they're going to be giving that electricity back to me. And it's, I hope people walk away going, that was unreal. That was such a great night. Great way to get back into the fold of live music and entertainment.
I have a feeling it's going to be a good one.
Hope so.
Aaron, if they just heard us now, they want to do some research on you, where can they go to? Your Instagram, your Twitter, Facebook page?
Everything is Aaron Pritchett. So at Aaron Pritchett, Pritchett. And you can find me pretty much every day on posting on that, doing stories. And Facebook is pretty much the exact same thing. I do have a website, but we're in the middle of fixing it up. So there's, you know, at this point, there's no point going there. But in the future, it'll be pretty entertaining as well. I'm an easy guy to find. And trust me, I try and give you it as real as possible, but try and entertain is the key for me.
Well, you'll be easy to find tonight. I mean, front and center, yes. Right on the stage. So Kicking Horse Saloon, again, that show's going to kick off at 10:30 this evening.
Yep.
And, of course, we've got the Hunter Brothers on stage at the Sastel Grandstand,
excellent,
too. So best part, it's all free with your admission to the Saskatoon exhibition. And I've been saying it all week long, the only concert you can have mini donuts and enjoy country music at the same venue, right?
Perfect.
Yeah. Right on. Okay, well, get your tickets to the X, and you'll see Aaron up on stage tonight, man. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Appreciate it.
There we go. All right, we'll play his latest single, which is going to be coming out in a couple of weeks to country radio. It's called Not Enough You, and we'll play it right after this.
Excellent.